Okay, so welcome to your deep dive. We're all about Cafe Nairobi Light Roast today. You seem to be someone who loves exploring new coffees, so we're taking a close look just for you.
Yeah, it's pretty
I
fascinating.
mean, Kenyan coffee has this reputation,
Oh,
right?
absolutely.
So we're going to unpack what makes this one, Cafe Nairobi Light Roast, so special, and maybe even help you decide if it deserves a spot in your mug. We'll cover where it comes from, what it tastes like, how they roast it, all that good stuff.
Sounds good to me.
Let's start at the source, Mount Kenya, right?
That's right, yeah. High up on the slopes.
Our notes talk about this terroir, which sounds very
It
sophisticated.
does sound fancy.
But what's the takeaway for someone who just wants to enjoy a good cup of coffee?
Basically, terroir is just a fancy way of saying that where the coffee is grown has a huge impact on the flavor. You know, climate, the soil, altitude, it all matters.
So, like wine.
Exactly. And for Cafe Nairobi, you've got this perfect storm of volcanic soil, high elevation, and just the right climate.
Interesting. So is the soil itself like special?
Oh, definitely. Kenyan coffee often benefits from these volcanic rocks, rich in phosphates. That and the high altitude where it's grown creates this signature bright acidity.
I never thought about coffee growing like that. Okay, enough about dirt. Tell me about the taste. What am I in for if I brew a cup of this Cafe Nairobi?
Oh, prepare for a flavor journey.
I like journeys.
We're talking jasmine, bergamot, citrus, even some hints of black tea and honey.
Wow, that's quite the mix. And it's a light roast.
Yes,
I'm
and
sure.
that's super important.
Why?
Think of it this way. You wouldn't want to hear a beautiful flute solo in the middle of a heavy metal concert,
Okay, I'm with you.
right? The flute would get totally drowned out. A dark roast would be like that heavy metal. It would just overpower all those delicate, nuanced
That's
flavors.
a great analogy. So the light roast lets all those, the jasmine, the citrus, all that come through.
Exactly. It's all about preserving those delicate notes. It's an art, really.
I can imagine. Speaking of art, our notes also mention the roasting process being really precise. What goes into making sure they get it just right?
Oh, it's definitely a delicate process. You know, the beans have to reach a very specific temperature, but not too hot or they'll burn. Somewhere between 385 and 400 degrees Fahrenheit is the sweet spot, typically.
Wow, that's pretty specific.
It is, and it takes a lot of skill and experience to nail it. Too much heat, and you lose those beautiful, delicate flavors and end up with a bitter cup.
So it's all about finding that perfect balance.
Absolutely. Timing and temperature control, they're everything in light roasting.
So now I'm picturing myself with a bag of this coffee. What's the best way to brew it at home? You know, to really experience all those amazing flavors.
They recommend pour over, which is fantastic for highlighting those intricate flavors.
Okay, pour over. Got it. Any tips?
Oh, definitely. Don't forget to let the coffee bloom first.
Bloom.
Yeah, just pour a little bit of hot water over the grounds and let them sit for a bit. It helps release the gases and really open up those aromas and flavors.
Okay, blooming. What if I'm not a pour-over in person?
Don't worry, you can still experiment with other methods like a French press or even an AeroPress. Just play around and see what you enjoy the most.
Cool. Now, beyond the taste, we also talk about sustainability being a big part of Cafe Nairobi Light Roast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it's not just about a good cup of coffee. There's a bigger picture here, right?
For sure. The focus is on fair trade, paying the farmers a decent wage, and using sustainable practices that are, good for the environment and the communities where the coffee is grown.
I like that. So it's good coffee that does good.
Exactly. You can feel good about enjoying it.
Awesome. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground here. Cafe Nairobi Light Roast, a unique Kenyan coffee with a story and a flavor that really sets it apart. Those volcanic soils, that high altitude, they all contribute to this bright, complex cup.
And don't forget that light roast. It's really the key to letting all those delicate notes, the jasmine, bergamot, citrus, shine through.
Right. So, listeners, if you're looking for an elevated coffee experience, maybe one that makes you feel good about where your coffee comes from, I think we've found your next bag.
Agreed.
Order a bag, try it for yourself, and let us know what you think. And here's a thought for you. As you're enjoying that cup, imagine those beans traveling all the way from the slopes of Mount Kenya to your mug. Does it change your experience?
It's like a whole different way to think about coffee.
We hope you enjoyed this deep dive. Happy brewing!